A few insights into Bitcoin, and I'm just a beginner, remember this. But thanks to Marty Michael for sending me some materials. So the first thing that I'm learning, and please, anyone out there, correct me if I'm wrong. But before you actually correct me publicly, consider whether I really am wrong or not, yeah? Or consider what your understanding of my words may be not as I intended. And please read Trinetnal Volume 1 to comprehend the concept of communication, yeah? Okay, so, Bitcoin. Number one, if the original Bitcoin only had 21 million units, that means Bitcoin is by definition necessarily deflationary, which means that any system that uses Bitcoin will have to decrease its prices in Bitcoin terms. And the idea that you can divide a Bitcoin into one millionth of a Bitcoin, that's very interesting in terms of this deflation also. But the point being with deflation is that prices, it's a psychological thing. People have to be willing to sell their products and services for less each cycle, yeah? Okay, the second thing, this idea that Bitcoin was produced mysteriously and nobody has taken credit for it, that's a bit sinister for me, yeah? I consider that that could be a signal that the cult of Judah is afoot here. Yeah, and as I predicted from the beginning, this whole Bitcoin cryptocurrency thing has been used as a vehicle for ripping off the greedy goys and transferring wealth from the greedy goys to the greedy cult of Judah agents, which is what has been used for, especially most recently and most largely and singularly in Ukraine. Yeah, with all the billions of dollars from the Europe and America that were sent to the Ukraine to help the people out, allegedly. Being invested in a cryptocurrency scam by the president, and then it all being lost. Yeah, as I say, you can't lose money, you can only transfer it from one party to another, which brings us back to Bitcoin. So my other interesting and concern about Bitcoin is that I still don't understand what a Bitcoin is, and I haven't read anything that tells me what a Bitcoin is. I assumed it was a large... my exposure to mathematics is basically Hollywood films and books like A Beautiful Mind and things like this. And I assumed that it was something to do with a number that can only be divided by itself. That's what I thought it was all about. But apparently it's about actual blocks in the blockchain. And you manufacture blocks in the blockchain and each one somehow becomes a Bitcoin. And there's 21 million of them in the end. And we've got till 2140 before they're all going to be mined. And so using words like mining, it's good for marketing, but it doesn't help understand. So I'm nowhere near understanding what actual Bitcoin is. And anyone out there who blah, blah, blahs me, forget it. I want to know exactly what it is. It's a mathematical entity. It's a piece of information or something, something that needs to be computed and processed. They say it's a riddle that needs to be solved, an equation that needs to be solved. So what's the equation? I thought the equation was the limit was the number of large numbers that can only be divided by themselves. And that's why from the beginning it was quite cheap and simple, and a computer could quickly generate such a number. Like number one or number three or number seven. Yeah. But then the larger the further you moved on in the series, the longer it took. My understanding was that you have to, that the computer was just testing each number to see if it can be divided by any other number but one. And the larger the number, the more time it takes. And also the larger the number. So that's why I thought it took more processing power. But please, this is just my vague idea. But this brings us to the point, the original paper that was written. And it wasn't written in normal English. It wasn't written by a Marcus Raybeck. It wasn't written by the holistic philosopher. It wasn't written by someone who understands true Nat Doyle, because it doesn't mean anything to most people. Yeah. It's not in plain language, simple explanation. It's all a bit dodgy, and it's a bit sketchy, and I'm a bit, you know, concerned about it, a bit dubious. But anyway, the dust in this place is, they use some sort of plaster on everything. And, sorry, I've been having, someone who loves fresh air above everything has to be sleeping in total dust all the time, every time I move, no matter how much I clean, in order not to be freezing to death outside. So they're the two options. Anyway, so the key to the security of the Bitcoin is that at least 51%, the majority of the processing power of the entire system must be honest. But at any point, if you can get more than 50% of the processing power of the entire system in the hands of one action, now it doesn't have to be one actor, but if you can get a majority, over 50% of the entire system CPU processing power directed towards an action. And remember, the cult of Judah is expert at getting people who have no fucking idea what they're doing, working together towards an action. A cult of Judah action, which the actors believe has nothing to do with the cult of Judah, or have no idea that it is at all related to the cult of Judah. Yeah. So here's the point. If you get over 50% of the, sorry, I can't talk properly because I can't breathe properly. Yeah. If you get over 50% of the system CPU resources directed towards an action, that action can produce fraud or deception, or basically what you call hacking or breach of security. You can rewrite the blockchain. You can fuck with it. You can defeat its security if the moment you have over 50% of the CPU resources. Don't ask me why, but that's what the paper says, the original paper on Bitcoin. So think about that. Computing technologies don't just increase linearly, they increase exponentially. So whatever the next step or the next two steps of computing processing power are, like all the other robotics and science and everything, we get very, very watered down earlier generations of technology from DARPA, etc. They keep the top shelf stuff for themselves, for their own cult of Judah actions. So we can be pretty sure that if they haven't got it yet, the next they will have soon a next step in CPU processing that will give the cult of Judah over 50% of the CPU processing power that's online. Also remember, they can totally black out entire nations. They can totally take offline entire nations. Yeah? And what they've been spending their money on is huge, 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 huge CPU processing centers. Yeah? We know that, officially and unofficially. So the Court of Judah will have over 50% of the CPU processing power at any particular point in time in order to do their dirty work. Yeah? They only need to have it for a minute. I don't know how long they need to have it for, but they don't need to permanently have over control of over 50% of the CPU resources. Only needs for the time during which they carry out their action. Yeah? And they're very good at temporary lockdowns of things, yeah? Even for years, they can lock things down. And they can switch off everything they want to switch off now because everything's smart. So they can manage, they can do this on and off, and that will be the magic of it. They can arrange for 5 minutes of majority CPU processing control. 5 minutes. And the rest of the world doesn't even notice, well, we went offline for 5 minutes. That's nothing important. It was just 5 minutes. They can do this repeatedly for as long as they want, for the whatever duration they want, to manipulate Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency. But anyway, that's not my main concern. My main concern now is still trying to work out how to set up a vegan Bitcoin that's honest and can only be used for vegan transactions. And this is really key. This is the only way out of the of what we're doing, of what's happening. Only way to escape history is to go vegan. And the first step in this world, the way the world's set up, isn't to stake some free territory and create a vegan republic on the ground. But I do want to create vegan cells all over the world. But a currency, it used to be languages. Sorry, I'm going to run out of time on this. It used to be language that united people. But now it's money that unites people. That's their shared interest, money. So having a vegan Bitcoin has so many advantages to it. And it's necessary. And these advantages are absolutely necessary. Anyway, I'll make other videos and I'll try to explain what I mean. But just showing you that I'm still here and that I'm still actually working, despite all my personal problems. Any moment I have that is not dedicated to me actually finding the most basic things, like going through the garbage here is so limited, I find almost nothing. So I'm back to eating day old bread, etc. Yeah, but I do go through the garbage. I do find a few bottles and things, and I do find some things useful. And shelter. But because we're getting down to minus 16 degrees temperatures here, shelter is my priority. But any moment that I'm not spending just on the basics, the real basics, shelter and food, I'm still using to try to pursue my enterprise. Because there's no point having shelter and food if I'm not pursuing that enterprise. Okay, ciao for now.